Hi, this is Sarah Cavanaugh, a marketing expert and guest blogger with Cardinal Rural Press. Today we're going to be talking about how to create breathing space during marketing planning. We're going to be offering some tricks our marketing experts have discovered that allow for some creative space to breathe and dream. So let's dive in. Most great ideas happen when you're not sitting at a desk. In the shower, in the car listening to your favorite song, when you're waiting for soccer practice to be over. These are often the moments when your best ideas strike. We recommend always having a little notepad in your car or bedside table to scratch down ideas. Believe it or not, quote-unquote scheduled company brainstorm meetings rarely produce a really fresh, creative idea. Shocker, right? Allow yourself to be inspired and fix it if you're not. Are you on social media? When's the last time you really looked at your feed? Do you feel better or worse after spending time scrolling? During quieter times of the year, such as around the holidays or in the summer, we encourage you to clean out your follows and make sure you're curating a social media feed of things that make you feel good, that inspire your daily life, or someone you admire for their business acumen. Delete accounts that don't offer you any value or just make you feel crummy. And of course, keep that daily cat pic account that makes you smile. They're important too. Ask why, even when it's not easy. Our days are busy, and oftentimes we're moving so fast, we don't really stop to think about why we're so busy. One of the best things you can do, especially from a marketer's perspective, is to stop and ask yourself why you're working on a task, that monthly report, sitting in this weekly meeting, or posting that same image. Is that task still serving you, or is it a habit or routine that your business, quote unquote, always does? When you look at your day, are all of your tasks really meaningful to your work? Is it truly moving the needle towards your goals? It's not always easy to leave that comfort zone and ask yourself and others around you, why are we doing this? But it's a valuable way to reevaluate what keeps you busy each day and what you might be able to edit or remove from your day, leaving room for other top priorities. So in summary, slow seasons can become little gifts of time to evaluate your daily intake. Great ideas can happen anywhere. Be mindful and remember to edit life for the better on the regular.